Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Nucor Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NCAU, and on the OTCQX market under the symbol NCAUF. Shad and I are chatting with the president and CEO, Luke Alexander. Now, Luke, we're following up on news that came out just yesterday, July 21st. It's more drill results from this Enchi Gold project. Now, just to remind everybody, a total 66,000-meter program is still underway, and the drill results that we got yesterday, a couple key points to touch on. The first one being we saw the highest-grade gold interval ever intersected at the Enchi project. Hole 250 intersected a little over 95 grams per ton gold over 2 meters. This is on the northern portion of this Bowen deposit. Luke, take us through the significance here of this high grade. I know the company's been looking for some of these high grade intercepts, and you've had some success on some of the last drill results, but this 95 grams per ton, this blows some of those past results out of the water. Take us through this result, please.
Yeah, thanks, Corey and Shad for having me on. We're extremely happy with the results that we put out yesterday. Obviously, 95 grams per ton, that's the highest grade results that we've ever had on this project by more than double. What we think is ultimately happening is that there's a cross section that's intersecting with the main shear that's running through the Boeing deposit. So we will do a bunch of follow up drilling to ultimately look to find some additional high grade material. And when we look at that 95 grams per ton over 2 meters, within that hole, we also had a nice halo around that of 0.93 grams over 5 meters, as well as an additional 13 grams over 1 meter. So it's by far and away the best hole we've ever had on the project. And I'd also highlight that we also had our second best intercept in hole 64, which we may talk about a little bit as well.
Sure, let's touch on that one. Hole 64, this one came from more the central portion of this Bowen deposit. And that result, 1.28 grams per ton gold over 74 meters. That's from 121 meters downhole to 195 meters. Luke, these holes are slightly deeper. At least some of this mineralization is being intersected slightly deeper. And again, you're getting the high grade and even this nice width. What's that telling you about the potential of this deeper drilling then?
Yeah, so one of the things that we've talked about on your show in the past is that along the Sefwi-Bibiani belt, we've got a number of 5 million ounce plus deposits and operating mines along trend from us. And what we've seen with other mines and deposits along trend is that as you start to drill deeper, you typically start to encounter higher grades and the overall resource starts to grow in size. So one of the things that we've been focused on is following up some of the past success that we've had with the drilling and starting to drill deeper and down dip from some of that past success. So hole 64, which you highlight, that's a great example of that, where we've stepped out and drilled below some good results that we've had in the past. And we've encountered 74 meters of 1.28 gram material. So really nice grades. And then encouragingly within that, we're starting to see more of this high grade that we've started to see across the project. So, for example, you've got just under 10 grams over over 1.4 meters. You've got 4 grams over 6 meters, 2.65 over 6 meters. So within that 74 meters, seeing that high grade continues to support our geological kind of model and understanding of the project. And we're really excited to be continuing to drill and hopefully getting more high grade results as we go.
Yeah, Luke, it's pretty exciting to see the high grades, but also reasonable sized widths too. So very encouraging. Another part of the news release, though, that investors may have looked over is that you're also expanding the deposit to the southern portion of the Bowen deposit. So maybe get into how some of the other drill holes, maybe not as high of grade, but it's encouraging to see that the deposit is continuing to grow to the south.
Yeah, that's a great point, Shad, and thanks for bringing it up, because it is something that when you get these, you know, high grades within a news release, some of the other value that's been added through the drill bit may get missed. And we've talked about in the past how we stepped out about 1 kilometer to the south of Boeing, 400 meters to the north of Boeing along strike, found mineralized material through that entire area. And we highlighted that we would go back and do some additional drilling. And part of the results that we put out today were some of that additional drilling that we did on the southern end of Boeing in that 1 kilometer step out area. And we think now we've got enough drill results into that area that we'll ultimately be able to wrap a pit around it. And hopefully that will lead to additional resource. The other key thing I would add from a step out perspective, I mean, at this stage, we've kind of proved up about 4.2 kilometers of mineralized material. Included in that is the 2.8 kilometers of pit constrained resource that sits within our current inferred resource. But that only covers about 50% of the total gold anomaly that we've identified. So a big opportunity for us to continue to step out along strike. And we see that as a really low risk way of adding ounces. And then obviously the much, potentially more exciting opportunity is to continue to discover some of this higher grade at depth as well. But we don't want to lose focus on the fact that these step out holes that we have been drilling and that we'll continue to drill will ultimately add real fundamental value for the company and add to our overall resource over time.
Yeah, Luke, absolutely. And remind everybody where you're at as far as the drill program. There's initially 66,000 meters that were drilled. I believe you've got about 45,000 released somewhere, but tell us where you're at in the program, and then at what point in all this drilling will you have a resource estimate update?
Yeah, so we've currently released results from 280 holes. That represents the 45,000 meters that you highlighted. So we've got an additional 21,000 meters of results that we will put out over the coming months. A lot of that 21,000 meters is focused on diamond drilling. So starting to push those holes deeper and looking to make further higher grade discoveries to add to the overall story that we've got. And then in terms of a resource update, what we'll most likely do is next year is we will put out another economic study similar to what we did in June when we put out our PEA, which highlighted very good economics for the project. And within that, we will look to put out an updated resource. So that's kind of what the focus will be. And that will most likely come out middle of next year is what we're thinking at this stage.
So, Luke, ballpark, what's possible here for an updated resource? As the company already stands, the most recent resource announced 1.41 million ounces of gold. When it comes to just how much expansion has been done here, now you're talking about 4.5 kilometers of strike. What could be possible in terms of updating this resource, now even considering the higher grade that you're hitting?
Yeah, so I think our goal would be to be pushing 2 million ounces when we get our next resource update out there. I mean, I've highlighted at Boeing, I mean, it currently sits at about 500,000 ounces. That's pit constrained over a 2.8 kilometer area. We've obviously added 50% of mineralized material to that zone. So that starts to give you an idea of what kind of growth we could see at Kwachikurum and Nyam. We have been stepping out to the north and the south of both of those deposits. We've been encountering very good mineralization, as well as at Siyum. We've continued to have very good success through the drill bit at Siyum. So our goal would be to, on the back of the 66,000 meters, to be starting to push 2 million ounce resource and looking to have also at the same time continue to make some additional higher grade discoveries, as well as make some new discoveries down at Siyum South, for example. It's one of our largest anomalies. It's 2.5 by 3.5 kilometers in size. We've just completed a 2 kilometer trenching program down there. We've had some encouraging results from that program, and we will look to drill that for the first time ever in the next couple of months. So that, hopefully will add another area that over time we can bring into the overall resource. Arati will be another area that I would highlight. It's way up at the northern end of our property. We've historically drilled 10 holes there. We're currently up there drilling at the moment, looking to make additional discoveries and look to add that as another resource area over time. So it's really a multi-pronged approach of stepping out at our existing resource areas and deposits, making some wildcat discoveries, areas like Sium South, which I've talked about, Naquanta, Tokasia, all areas that we've done a lot of work at, as well as going back to areas like Kojina Hill and Arati, where we've had very good past drilling success that with additional drilling, we think will add to the resource over time. And then, you know, what we've highlighted today in this press release, making 95 gram discoveries and, 74 meters at 1.28 grams. I mean, those kind of holes will, needless to say, add to resource, and we'll look to continue to drill those deeper holes and ultimately grow it that way as well.
Luke, another point to touch on that maybe doesn't get as much attention as the drill results, and rightly so, the drill results are very impressive, but I think also as impressive is the recovery rate you announced in your metallurgical column test work on the 15th of July. You had about a 94.7% gold recovery. Maybe just speak to the audience about why that's important and how that plays into the upcoming economic study you'll be doing next year.
Yeah, thanks, Chad. It's a good question and something that with the summer doldrums at the moment may have been overlooked by a lot of people. We've talked on this show before about some of the bottle roll tests that we've done, and we put out a press release on some of the met results from that early January, as well as a follow-up from some met work that we did at Quatschikrum. But the importance of the results that we did put out on July 15th is the fact that they're column tests. And, you know, we haven't done historically any column tests. This is the first set of column tests that we have done on the project. So they are much more representative of how the material will potentially leach. And we were extremely encouraged by the results that we got. And they further support the recoveries that we presented in that PEA at the beginning of June, and something that we'll continue to do follow-up work on and look to ultimately do additional tests across all of the material.
So one other thing to note here, taking all this news into context, especially the recent drill results, is the share price reacted very nicely to these drill results, up about 14% on the day. This is, again, in the middle of summer doldrums. We've actually seen a lot of news events being selling opportunities for investors. This news clearly taken as positive. Luke, what can you tell us about some of that share price action on the back of that news?
Yeah, I think that's an important point. I mean, having spent kind of 15 years on the investment banking side of the business and following the capital markets very closely and the trading of mining stocks, I think ultimately I can come on your show and say these are great results and tell you all about the impact it's going to have on the overall resource and so on and so forth. But my view is that ultimately the market decides. And the fact that the stock yesterday traded up 14% on significant volume, call it 1.2, 1.3 million shares, which would represent about 2% of our overall free float of the company, I think that kind of highlights the the market's view on these results and what the potential impact is on the overall project. So, I mean, I kind of look at the market as the real kind of barometer of whether things are positive or negative. And we were very pleased with the share price reaction that we saw yesterday.
All right, just wrap us up, Luke, then, with what investors should be watching for news flow wise. Obviously, a lot of drill results still to come. What can they all expect?
Yeah, so I think if you look at kind of the news flow that we've been putting out over the last year, we've had results out every 3 or 4 weeks. We try to put those out in batches similar to what we did today, which was focused on drilling at Boeing. We are obviously continuing to aggressively drill. So expect news flow from us every kind of 3 or 4 weeks with batches of additional results. And that will be skewed to some of the deeper diamond drilling, given that is the focus for the last kind of 25 odd percent of our program. The front half of the program focused on a lot of kind of step out drilling and results that we could use in the PEA, which we put out. But now we're starting to focus in on some of that deeper drilling. And we're really excited with the results that we had out yesterday and what we see with some of the drilling that we've got planned and that we've got at the assay lab at the moment.
Okay. Luke, appreciate the update. This deeper drilling component already starting to pay off for the company, so it will be very interesting to see what some of the follow-up results are. In full disclosure, Shad is a shareholder of Nucor Gold, and we will be following up as more news hits the market. Luke, I appreciate the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please, as always, you can email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. Luke, I appreciate the time. Thank you. Have a great rest of your week.
Thanks a lot, Corey. Thanks a lot, Shad.